Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Shakedown. Glad to be with you. I'm your host, Warden Aaron Dawson. Glad to be with you on episode number 11, moving right along. As always, guys, as I've said before, I hope that you're enjoying this. I'm excited about some things that we've got coming down the pike, proverbially speaking, some ideas and talking to different people and having different suggestions brought to me. And so here in the next few months, got some exciting things coming down that I think you guys are going to find real enjoyable. But today, I want to pick up where we left off with last week when we started talking about the basics of communication. We talked about last week the definition, if you will, of communication, how important communication is. Then we started by talking about how important it is to consider how I communicate. That 7% of communication is the words that we speak. That 38% of it is the tone of voice, and that 55% of it is facial expression and body language. How huge. If you are in a relationship with someone, you're considering being in a relationship with someone, you hope one day maybe you might be, whatever, write that down. That'll save you some heartache and some turmoil in the future. Keeping track of that and realizing that though your mouth may not be communicating, boy, that tone of voice and that facial expression and body language most definitely will be communicating. But anyway, moving on. I want to talk this week. I'm going to talk today about when we communicate, and that may seem like that's kind of a simplistic a statement. You know, when we communicate, you say, well, doesn't the situation or doesn't the circumstance, don't the circumstances dictate when I communicate? And to some extent, that is true. You know, there are times where information is needed that you or I have, and so you know, we've got to communicate that information at the moment that it's needed. But I'm not talking about necessarily. We're not looking at or talking about necessarily. Excuse me, the extreme situations. We're talking about just a normal, everyday communication. When we communicate, and three things that are important to consider when we talk about when we communicate. And I want to look at those. I'm going to look at those today. The first is the importance of the fact that we need to observe what is going on. By show of hands, how many of us have ever said something? Now, what we said wasn't necessarily a bad thing. It wasn't wrong. It wasn't off target, whatever the case may be. But the timing was atrocious. Oh, it's just me? It's just me? I'm the only one? Every one of us has done that, been in that situation where, man, it popped in our head, it came out of our mouth, and, you know, the old proverbial sticking our foot in our mouth. We wish that we had not said what we said when we said it. So, observation. Observe what is going on. If we're in a conversation with someone, it is important for us, just as important as our tone of voice and our facial expression and body language is important for me to communicate to you. As important as that is, it's just as important for me to observe, for me to watch your facial expression and your body language. It's important for me to watch to see, what are your eyes telling me? What is your facial expression telling me? What are your shoulders down? Are you leaned over? Or is your head held up high? Are you smiling? What is it that you are communicating to me non-verbally? To observe that and to help me get a feel for what it is that is really going on in this situation. Help me understand what it is that I need to do in response to what it is that you're presenting to me. So we need to observe. We need to observe each other individually. We need to observe the situation. You know, if I walk up on a situation and there's an altercation happening, whether it be between two inmates or whether it be between an inmate and an officer or whether it be in between two officers, if I walk up on a situation, I mean, there is an argument, there is a fight, I mean, it is heated and people have worked up. I need to observe what it is that is going on. I need to observe the context, if you will, of where this conversation is going to take place. And I need to adjust my communication accordingly. I've got to pay attention. As corrections officers, technically and supposedly, we do this all the time, all day, every day. I mean, if you wanted to summarize corrections in a word, I don't know what that word would be, but if we were looking for potential words to use, observe would be a good one to use, because we're constantly watching what is going on around us. We're constantly, whether, you know, we're watching inmates in a housing unit, or whether we're, you know, watching interact, whatever the case may be, on camera or whatever, we're constantly observing. Well, excuse me, we need to put those skills, those observation skills, to use in our everyday conversation and communication. And guys, that means we're going to have to pay attention. And not only does that mean we're going to have to pay attention, but it's going to mean we have to care. And when we talked about the definition of the word communication, we talked about the first definition was the imparting or the exchanging of information. If all I care about is having my say, if all I care about is making sure that what I want to say is said, and if I don't care about the timing, if I don't care what damage is done because I said what I said, if I don't care about the fact that this may not be the right time and the right place to do it, if all I'm worried about is I'm going to have my say, it's in my mind, it's going to come out my mouth, well, I'm going to find myself probably pretty lonely most of the time because I'm not observing and I'm not caring. So, guys, we interact with other people. I'm not saying we got to like everybody. You know, we got to be hugging and slobbering all over everybody. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I need to care that the words that come out of my mouth and what I communicate are right, are good, and are effective. So we've got to observe. The second thing we talk about when I communicate that helps me to know when I need to communicate is not only observe, but I need to listen. I'm going to tell you something. As human beings, we are awful at this. We are awful at listening. Now, I'm not saying we can't hear sounds. What I'm saying is that we're awful at focused or active listening. Before I engage in a conversation, before I engage in communication, it is important, if at all possible, for me to listen to what is being said, to listen what is being conversed about, but not just to listen to the actual words, but to listen to the tone of voice and to consider what it is, what emotion is it that is being carried by the words that are being said. I used the illustration last week when we were talking about how we communicate, and that illustration with that conversation with my wife. Well, one way that I can clearly demonstrate to my spouse that I care about her, one way that I can clearly demonstrate that she is important to me, that she is a extremely crucial part of my life, one of the best ways that I can express that to her is simply by listening. And I'm not talking about listening, you know, we're having a conversation and she's telling me things and I'm sitting here on my phone. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about listening, like make eye contact. I'm talking about nodding my head, those nonverbal symbols of affirmation that I'm listening to what it is that you're saying. The cues that I can give her that let her know that I am focused on what it is that she's saying and what it is that she's communicating, whether verbally or non-verbally. So guys, before, when I'm trying to decide when to communicate, whether that be at home with my spouse or with one of my boys, or whether that be at work with a coworker or an employee, or maybe it's a member of the command staff and the sheriff's, whatever, you know, the cashier at the gas station. When I'm trying to decide ascertain when I need to communicate, I need to observe. I need to pay attention to what's going on. I need to pay attention to body language. And I need to listen. I need to listen to what's being said, and I need to listen to what's being communicated through tone of voice. And I need to let that individual know visually, they can look and they can see, hey, he's listening. He cares about what I'm saying. Third part about helping me to decide when it is that I need to communicate, and that is learn. Now that goes back, learning goes back to that caring. I don't know that there's a corrections officer out there that does not enjoy people watching. It is entertaining as my family and I will be in town. Maybe we're going to go out to eat, or we're at the grocery store, or whatever. We're just out and about. My sons and I, it's kind of got to a game to where we're looking for something funny, or we're looking for something that we can point out that's different or that's unique. And it's almost like it's a race to see who can find what the first. Working in corrections and working in law enforcement, we learn what it looks like when someone's under the influence of a foreign substance, say narcotics or some other type of drug. We learn what it looks like and what it sounds like when people are intoxicated. You know, we learn what it looks like and when people are trying to avoid eye contact with someone else, and when they're trying to avoid someone noticing them and looking at them. As corrections and law enforcement professionals, we learn that when we're communicating with people, what their eyes are telling us and what their body language is telling us, we learn those things. That's part of our everyday job. That's part of our survival in a lot of cases. Well, just as tenacious as we are about observing all these things surrounding us, if we just observe them and we don't learn from them, and I'm not just talking about knowledge that, okay, now I have this knowledge. No, I'm talking about we take that knowledge and we apply it. We apply it. A good example of this. My wife absolutely loves plants. People talk about, you know, that person, man, they got a green thumb. Well, if somebody's got a green thumb, that would be my wife. I think she could grow a plant out of this desktop if she decided she wanted to do it. I mean, she is gifted at it. She is good at it. And she really gets a lot of enjoyment out of it. Me, on the other hand, I'm of the opinion that there are three types of plants. The first type are the type that you eat. The second type are the type that you mow. And then the third type are, I'm not supposed to mow it, but I'm not exactly sure why I'm not supposed to mow it. The point being, plants, it's not my thing. It's not my thing. But it is my wife's thing. And so in the years that we have been married and the years that I've known her, I've spent countless dollars on things often I didn't even know what it was. And to be honest with you, I really didn't care what it was. But the point is, I learned something about this individual, and I adjusted my behavior based on what it was that I learned. There are some folks that we're going to interact with that if we have a commanding presence, you know, we sound and we look like a confident and an in control authority figure, they respond well to that. That they tend to communicate better with someone that is in that position, or at least presents themselves as in that position. Well, if we're not observing and we're not listening and we're not learning, we're not going to use that tool to our benefit. There's other folks that, you know, they will not respond well to that, but they will respond to somebody who just talks to them like you're standing next to them in line at the grocery store. You know, that you're just chit-chatting, you're just shooting the bull, whatever term you want to use, just a relaxed, you know, if our volume level is down, if our tone is relaxed, then they respond well to that, and they'll communicate freely with us. Well, if we're not observing, if we're not listening, and we're not learning, we're not going to know that, and we're not going to be able to utilize that tool to help us communicate effectively. Bottom line, guys, what we're talking about here is the people watching skills, the people observing skills that we use every single day. Communication and being effective at communication means we focus those skills that we use already. And we focus it on this interaction with this person in this conversation. Because I'm going to tell you something. If we would put just a little bit of thought, a little bit of conscious effort on how we communicate and when we communicate, we would be amazed at the difference that we see. I know there's some of you out there that, you know, naturally you're good communicators. You know, you're the guy or you're the girl that, you know, when that inmate comes in and nobody can get them under control, nobody can get them to hush or to reason with them, you're the one that everybody else calls and says, hey, look, I need you to come talk to this guy because he is losing his stuff and nobody can communicate with him. And you come up there and you just, you know, you do your thing and all of a sudden he communicates with you and he calms down and all right, you know, and you're on your way. Well, for those of you that's you, you're that communicator. It may be that we're talking about just sharpening those skills, but it may be there's another group. They're not good communicators. For some of you, you know, you'd rather take a brick to the face than have to necessarily talk to people at some point in time. But guys, here's the deal. Life is about human interaction. If life is about human interaction and we want to be good at it, we want to be successful at it, regardless of the context, communication is going to be a part of that. So how do we communicate? And when do we communicate? Well, guys, we're out of time. So I want to spend one more time, one more episode talking about communication. So if you're enjoying the first two pieces of it, come back next week for episode 12, and we will wrap up our talk on communication. Always, guys, let's stay sharp, let's stay safe, let's stay vigilant, and Godspeed to each and every one of you.